Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, whenever you want to.
Hey, everybody. Well, okay, I should give a bit more. You said whenever, like I was ready to roll.
Sorry. I didn't realize I'd stop talking.
And welcome to episode 98 of the Watcher Podcast. I'm Dean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nath.
And it's a Boys Town realness episode that's happening here. I have way more energy than I actually use it all at once. Yes, I am back. I hope I'm a little bit more hairier than Nick. So I hope you're okay with me stepping back into the role that I know and love. It's been a while since I've seen you all. I've been fucking busy.
You've been a busy boy.
I'm a tired, tired person. Having said that, if any of you want to see anything in the Comedy Festival, do it. Okay, that's enough out of that. That's the end of that story. My brain is exploding. I should use this energy while I still can, because I don't know if I'm going to last the entire episode. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. All right.
We're great.
Kicking.
We sort of overlapped each other at the beginning there.
We did.
Because we're not used to that.
I said my name.
I must have
said my name. Say my name.
I must admit, though, it is nice having you back, Dean, because one week,
they like me.
Mike had invited a mime as our special guest, and you know
he couldn't be silenced.
That wasn't.
No, he already was.
It wasn't great. It was nothing good.
I'd say I've missed you, but we're already going downhill.
Nothing good came from it, I can assure you.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
So since we've just had Easter and a bit of Easter, 3 days rising again, realness.
Oh, diabetes.
Yeah, right, fine, diabetes, whatever. What's your favourite comic book resurrection, fellas? I'm surprising you with this one, aren't I?
You know what? Jason Todd.
Better question, what resurrection are you sick of in comic books? Mine is Jean Grey. Let the bitch die.
Well, yeah, that's been several times. How many times has it been now?
She came back from the dead once. Twice. She's come back from dead
three
twice.
Three times a lady.
And the third time she came back from the past, so she hasn't actually been resurrected. But, yeah, like, enough is enough is enough. I can't go on. What about you, Nath?
You know, Superman's kind of one of those ones.
Has he? Oh, he dubbed once.
He's kind of, you know, disappeared.
That was a success. If there was ever a successful death and resurrection, yes. It was that. It gave us Steel. Steel was awesome.
He gave us Steel, and he gave us Superboy, and he gave us the Eliminator.
You got to keep it Eradicator.
Oh, the Eradicator. Sorry, not the Eliminator.
Your Eliminator.
That's what he reminds me of anyway. Yeah. So,
well, we are diving into Watcher Realness. So why don't we dive into the Watcher News?
Stephen Amell from The Arrow.
There are many ways to say that surname. I'm pretty sure all of them are wrong.
I'll say Amell.
But I love his hashtag fuck cancer realness.
Yes.
Well, there's plenty of hashtags. He flies around, doesn't he? So.
And now he's beaten the shit out of something different.
So what is this news? Is he one of the reasons why they're putting someone popular to a really fucked up franchise and making a second movie out of it?
Yes, that would be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtle power.
He is the he's Casey Jones.
Him being Casey Jones, I'm totally cool with.
Yep.
I didn't want to see the first one. Unfortunately, unless he's going to be topless for the whole film, I won't be seeing the second.
No. What do you think, Mike?
And actually, I'm even getting over how topless he is in Arrow, quite frankly, but that's because of Laurel. Mm. Hashtag hate Laurel.
Hashtag kill Laurel off.
Not kill, but...
Kill her off.
Oh, just...
Get rid of her.
She could become the new Laurel and Hardy.
You know what? You know what? She needs a promotion in another city. That's what she needs.
And not Star City.
No.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's not in the spin-off as well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, we'll get to what is this?
Before we get to that, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, come on. What's your Casey situation?
You know, if there's something that might improve the sequel, then hopefully Casey will do it, because the first, it got a pretty low score on my scale.
Hang on a minute. If four fucking turtles aren't enough to improve the movie, one dude with nice abs isn't going to do it.
I respect the ML, and I just hope they make the turtles better somehow. I don't know if that's possible.
Well, if they fucked up the first time, I'm...
I mean, look, you know, Shredder's back and he's going to be doing more, you know,
shredding
stupid
lettuce.
Knives.
He'd be great at like a Mexican night. You just lettuce would be so finely cut.
Why not have both?
Hey, let's move right along. While we're talking about Arrow, the Arrow Flash spin-off series has just secured Kiara Renee
and Rory from Doctor Who.
Yeah, to play Hawkgirl, and then obviously Rory, Arthur Darvill.
What's the actual spin-off?
So there's no name.
What series
this
are the two of them in?
Well, it's the unnamed series.
Well, these guys are complete. They have nothing to do with it's. This is just that it almost feels like
Rip Hunter owning the DC Universe. Yeah. We'll get to that and watch it because I'm pass me some
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do like Netflix the idea of Rip Hunter because that means it's going to be a lot of timey stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of time travel. So I love
Rory as Rip. Rory's, I know that's not his actual name, but he'll forever be Rory in my heart. He's a great actor. So
well, he was good in Broad. He's been
he's
in
a
two
Rip
seasons.
Roaring good time.
Hey, that's Mike.
Shut up and eat some sugar.
He's been in two seasons of Broadchurch.
Yeah.
Totally different from other things that he's played. So he's excellent. So I'm looking forward to seeing. So far,
him time travel to Centurion time. So let's keep away from that.
So Rip Hunter, Hawkgirl. We've got Captain Cold. Who else have we got? We've got
Captain Cold, the villain guy.
Yeah, Heatwave. And then there's apparently just a couple of others. I think Laurel's. I think Black Canary's joining that too.
No. So.
Apparently,
yes.
No.
But will it be Laurel?
Will it be Laurel?
Maybe it's time change.
Sarah.
Or maybe it time travel will be Sarah early. Early bird Sarah.
What's something? Because apparently Sarah's coming back somehow. How? Yes.
Black Canary know. Bird.
But Rip
I
Hunter
like
is involved. So yes. You know what? He could rip her out of time, bring her back,
and hunt her. Is that where that was going?
Well, it is now.
I like it.
Wow. So
tell me there's any more news.
So Mike, is there any more news from you? Those are the only two things
I
had.
I now have
special.
All the blind bags of the turtles. I haven't had any.
I think I've done very well to read what little comics I've read and watch what TV I've watched. I haven't had time to actually look at the internet this year.
I love how everything is intersected with each other. We talked about Turtles, Stephen Amell, which then led into that, which then has gone full circle to
I talked about
to Turtles with Mike's news. So
Mike finally got all the Turtles. Yep. And how many did you buy
let's see.
Get the whole set?
Well, I have three doubles.
So how much money did you spend?
Eight.
How much
that's 11.
Each? $11 each.
No. They're about 17 each.
They're special.
Wow. 18 each. So you've spent, if you got 11, you spent over $1,000 trying to get what, some turtles?
That's some bad math right there.
Yeah. Really? Because you said if they're 17 each and you bought 11, how is my math bad? It's really bad.
It's not over $1,000.
It's not over $1,000. This is wow. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Don't ask Dean for any
accounting. Absolutely.
Any
never ask me to add anything
any
up ever again.
Don't see Dean.
200.
Never ask me to add anything up ever again.
We'll get you an abacus.
But you'll see, those three ones are the doubles. Eventually I will sell them and people are clamoring for them.
Nice. I have some news as well. I'm putting something out there. I don't think people will clamor. For Free Comic Book Day this year, I am thinking I'm going to go dressed as Galactus. Rather than making a surprise, I am going to try and get the TARDIS guy to build me a helmet and body armor for Galactus.
Alan,
so that
heads
I can.
Up.
Oh, he knows. I tweeted him.
Okay.
Hashtag subtle Dean. But I don't know if he's going to have the time. So what I'm asking is, we all know how much I love my Free Comic Book Day. It's on my birthday this year, so that means extra dress-up points. It is just after Avengers Age of Ultron, but I'm not married to having to dress like an Avenger, but I could use some options. So if you have suggestions for what I can dress as, remember, I've been Tigra, I've been Dazzler, I've been Pawn, Captain, Prince Robot. There are plenty
Captain
of options.
Bride of Captain
and
America.
I'm not afraid to do it. I just don't want and Captain Bride America.
Oh, Captain Bride America. Sorry.
Why don't you chuck us a tweet at Watcher Show and suggest on Twitter or on Facebook at Watcher.podcast.
Can I make a suggestion? Prince Adam? Adam, Prince of Eternia?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm already bored by it.
I could see him.
I could be He-Man, but I'm not going to be Prince Aaron.
He could sing What's Going On.
Aaron. No. Anyone but Nate suggests.
Welcome back.
I'm looking. So I'm. My hope is Galactus, but I need other options. We also have Supernova just around the corner.
Yes, we do.
It's coming up this weekend. Are you guys pumped to go?
Yes.
Why did it have to be on the closing weekend of my comedy festival show? I'm going to be really fucking tired by the end of it.
We'll get you a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to need it.
You could go as Xavier for that
day. Yes, you could be wheels.
No, wheels. Then I have to rely on someone to wheel me around, and I can't be bothered with that.
I say me.
I also have some other news. I'm not sure at what point this episode is coming out.
Soon.
Are we doing a watch plug-in section?
It'll be on. Yeah, we will do at the end of the show.
I'll save this for that then.
Yeah, save it for that. Lovely. Just very quickly before we dive into anything else, because Dean's running the show. It's the 25th anniversary of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, the original.
I know. So still better than the new one.
Just gets shitter.
Still better than
so have we talked about how we're excited about X-Files? Did you do that last week?
No, we haven't, actually.
Well, in other news, there has been the official launch of the X-Files thing that happened 7 days ago. You talked about it already?
No.
Okay, so there's a new season being made. I'm hoping that Scully's hair will be red, not blonde. I think it should be red. I think it's important. Continuity is a good thing. And they're going to make 6 episodes of The X-Files.
Will Doggett be back? Will they bring back Doggett?
They have told the Smoking Man, even though he died in the original series, to let them know his availability and to clear his schedule.
Prepare for your
cigar smoking man.
Prepare for your herbal cigarettes.
Smoking Man die in the series?
Well, it was. I think it was.
Ironically, it wasn't
alluded.
Cancer.
It was alluded.
So, well, here's the thing. So I'm going to go back to the start. Thank you, Netflix.
Shory, help us out.
X Files and find out what the deal's going on. So I'm going to go back and catch up on my X-File hashtag realness. I don't know why.
Well, we can check with them too.
Let me commit to the cause. I'm going to watch it. That's true.
We can check with them.
Just like I'm doing that with Avengers, but I'll get up to that in what you're watching.
Yeah.
So and no more news, fellas?
No more news. I think it's good news.
Stop it there and move on.
Oh. Well, I think I'm really excited with tonight's episode because Mark's actually read something. So I think with that kind of excitement, we should dive into what you're reading.
Who's going to go first?
You, because you read something.
I've put that together now. all right, so I read a couple before the episode tonight because the two out of my pile that were most needed to be read were Batman Eternal number 52. This sees the end of Batman Eternal.
Thank you, God.
It's one less comic I now pick up.
And how much did one cost you each? And then I'll times that by 52 and try to get good math. Like
$7? Let's see, $39.39.
$7?
$3.99.
US.
So about $6.
$7. $3.99 US. What kind of, you think I'm bad at?
What's your conversion? What conversion? Are you going 70,
how was 73 cents in a dollar or what? Eternal?
You know what? It was pretty good. They tried to throw us off. 50-51. You thought Clue Master was the big bad. Then it was revealed
did
that
they
it
they seriously
wasn't.
Keep you going for 52 issues? Weren't you going to drop it?
They did.
No, look, in the middle of it,
he thought about
has it really
it?
Been a year?
Mike doesn't drop stuff.
It's been longer than a year. No, it isn't.
Oh, really? Hang on. In other news, Mike, did you end up dropping a comic that you were talking about dropping?
I did drop it.
And what was it?
It was Injustice. I ended it on year 3.
I don't even know what that was.
Injustice.
Oh, wait. Injustice yes. God. Injustice God. Really?
Injustice God.
Yeah.
Oh, look, now, hurry up.
3 years
drop.
In, it was time.
He's dropped
drop
it.
Green Lantern.
He's actually dropped
no,
something.
Like, no need because, you know.
It's all finishing.
No, having the comics ending isn't appropriate. No, just because they choose to end the publication and reopen new things doesn't mean you've done a good job.
But it's less than I'm paying off.
For now. Let's see what he's like in 2 months' time. Let's see what his pull list is like. Have you read anything else, Mike?
Keep going,
I have read Convergence Zero.
Yes, now I've read this, so let's dovetail.
And I read it, and it was a little bit wishy-washy for
me. So this is like the GC's Battleworld Secret War bullshit that Marvel are doing, right?
Well, now it's like, you know, multiple, you know, Brainiacs. And
I don't know.
We've got
so everyone from different worlds have converged.
Well, we've got kind
everyone's
of
everyone's converging. Yeah. Every world
well,
you were aware of.
Give the story. Give the story and then put it into context for Dean. So
okay.
I thought he did that.
No, he didn't really. So it's like a it's like a Brainiac Prime, would you say? So he's like the Brainiac
Prime rib.
Who is
Brainiac? That created all the Brainiacs.
I know the name.
You know, the green guy. Whatever. You know, he's
the leader from Marvel. Yep, yeah, with the big head.
Yeah,
leader.
So so he created all the Brainiacs that have been over all the DC timeline, pretty much.
All the different Brainiacs.
Yep. And so what he does is after that Brainiac is finished with, he then takes the world and he sort of stores it, isn't it? It's like a storehouse.
Well, it's like a little, of, you know, what are they called? Little
snow globes.
So
snow
he's
like a collector.
The collector?
Yeah, so he's kind of like a collector. He's a collector of worlds. So once that Brainiac that he's created, he puts it on this world. Just, and so all the worlds are converging, which are together anyway.
But the only one he hasn't got
is the current New 52 world, Superman.
Which Brainiac has gone to get, but he hasn't returned.
Yes.
He's, so now it's like, what's going on?
And then all the other... Whoa.
Sorry, my chair is squeaky.
Whoa. And it's then and all the other Brainiacs are feeling a little bit left out.
Mm-hmm.
So with their powers combined, they've become Captain Brainiac.
Okay, maybe it's just the way you're telling this story, but this is something you want to read?
It's not convincing.
No, it's not. It's not. Basically... Basically, at the end
I know you were trying to make it upbeat.
Do you know what was better for me, which sounds really stupid, but reading the whole story, I got to the end of it, and then I had the little blurb telling you what's about to happen, which I kind of got more excited about.
Oh, tell us.
Tell us what's about to happen.
Hang on, wait. Let Mike get it. Oh, yes.
Spoiler manfred.
Okay, ready? Okay, hang on. And now it's time for Reading with Mike.
Who's who in Convergence? This is it, in bold, italic. The entire DC universe from the dawn of time through the New 52 must fight to survive against a threat that bends the multiverse to its will. Your favorite characters from every era and forgotten series are all here! Exclamation mark. But you are going to say hello again just to say goodbye forever. The stakes have never been higher on the top shelf along with the pork as every crisis, Zero Hour, Elseworld and more is brought together. For Convergence.
So you did a radio course in how to talk with this stuff, right?
Wait, 1 second.
And that was what you got out of it?
Hang on.
Brilliant!
Hang on, 1 second, hang on. And that concludes Reading with Mike.
So basically, yeah, every reality is coming together with Convergence and what will survive?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
All new characters.
The properties that we currently own.
All new characters.
What was our time frame for this talking point?
Keep going.
All right, we've got time.
Yep.
So, okay.
Time is on your side.
So, yep. Have you read anything else, Mike?
Well, we're going to get Superman in t-shirt and jeans, and we posted on.
Yeah. Oh, the after thing. I don't like either of them.
Well, did you see the write up about why they're doing that? Because
did
you
I
know,
talk about just not mention how much little time I've had for internet? I scrolled.
Well, you know, DC have come out and they've said that they wanted the him to put him in his t-shirt and jeans because he's a real American now.
Oh, that'll do it.
And I thought, no, he's not.
For starters, he's from Krypton.
Yeah.
Boring. The outfits are like, even the Wonder Woman one, I'm like, there's only so many fucking variations you can get and you're fucking with them.
Well, but didn't he renounce his, or was that pre-New 52 when he renounced his citizenship of America?
Cares? It was probably.
So I don't know. What I'm hoping is they're going to tell some good stories here because they're mixing up all the different ones. So, for example, you've got the Catwoman Convergence two-part story, which basically pits 90s Catwoman in a purple suit against Kingdom Come Batman.
I would like to see.
Now, how that's going to work, we don't know, but it'll be very interesting to see.
70s Batman and Robin.
Well, so this is what's happening. They're all mixing together. Yeah. Who is going to survive and what is going to be the reality? This is the end of New 52, which I'm glad about. I want to see what's happening.
Is that actually what's happening?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because it's no longer New 52, really. It's
actually going to be 40.
Check this out. The New 52 is not on this comic. Dun, dun, dun.
It's crazy drama, man.
Wow.
Okay, so what else have you read?
Go back, and you can hear it again. That is it for this week.
I hope you just take that out as a soundbite that we can occasionally put in. It's like, I had cereal this morning.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'll use that.
But they were the two that I wanted to read this week, and they were the two I wanted to bring it onto the show. There is the Batman and Robin annual, which does look pretty cool, but it's kind of a kooky space epic. So we'll just have to see what it's
Where else would you put Batman and Robin but in space?
Well, it's kooky. Robin's got powers. Anything's possible.
Gotham.
Anything's possible with Robin and powers.
Just Robin with powers, I don't like it.
It's gone. They're gone.
Oh.
Last week.
What happened?
Batman purposely put him on this mission with the Justice League to kind of really use up all of his powers. Sure enough, he got home, was tired, had a big sleep and some meat, and woke up, powers are gone, and
he didn't have.
Like, that's a brilliant plan.
He didn't have Batcow, did he?
Seriously, who was writing this?
Oh, the usual guy.
No. Is Morrison writing this?
No, Morrison isn't writing it, no.
Some other dude. Did Morrison introduce powers?
No.
Why have you had powers for 1 month? Like, what a fucking...
Oh, man, I can't remember his name.
It's nearly finished. Doesn't matter.
But
I call bullshit.
It was last week.
What about you, Nathan? What have you been reading?
Okay, I'm going to read my 400 characters or less review.
Do we have time limits?
No,
is there word limits?
No. I just thought I would.
Is there not a memo that I didn't
no,
get?
No, we can just, you know, this is what I do now.
Well, you're it's using a lot of your 400 or less words.
Yeah, all right, shush.
Characters.
Postal number one is a dramatic murder mystery drama set
in
small.
Hang on, are you reading directly from your iPad?
Yes, I am reading
from my
iPad.
Okay, so let's start that again and try a little bit more animation like what Mark has.
No. I'll read how I like to read,
all right,
which is normal.
Let's name this.
I'm noticing
which is normal.
That people need to listen.
People love it.
400 characters from Nev's iPad.
Yeah, there we go. How do you read?
I've missed you guys. How do you read? Or some of you.
Postal number one is a dramatic murder mystery drama set in small American town called Eden. Mark, who has Asperger's syndrome, is the town's postman that is completely populated by criminals. Matt Hawkins and Brian Hill's writing really puts you into the thoughts and feelings of someone with Asperger's. And Isaac Goodhart's great art sets a tone that is really not paradise. This is available from Image, and I would highly, highly recommend this series.
What does a tone that's really not paradise mean?
Well,
and I'm going to send when I say it's called Eden.
So the way that he does
the art. So
when
you say his art style is really not paradise, does that mean it's not good?
Well, the picture that he's painting, no puns intended, is that it's not Eden. It's not a paradise at all.
Damn it.
But it's good art.
It's great art.
Sorry, that's the picture.
I'm not trying to be an asshole.
I didn't get whether you were saying on a classy play in words that it was shit or.
Thanks.
But it's
I'll
great.
Just go
it's
back
great.
And change that. That's now.
So how many
that's
are more characters?
420 characters.
Wow.
So how many watches would you give it out of five?
I'd probably give it a four.
How many watches would you give the art?
I'd probably give that probably 3.5, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's all right.
The thing I like about this is that it's not your average comic.
Sorry,
I mean, we're looking at it from a guy who has Asperger's, and so a lot of the time he's, you know, it's all thought. So you're hearing his thoughts and
so
how
this
he
is
thinks about it. No, it's through Image.
Oh, awesome.
You know, he's talking about, you know, everything is in its place and everything has to be in the right way. And, you know, it's very much Rain Man.
Go nuts at my house.
However, yeah, he would. But it's great. It is a really good read. And then on top of that, you've got a small town full of criminals. So they sort it out themselves. There is no crime. And if there is crime, then they deal with it straight away. And then right at the very end of the book, you've got a murder that's taken place, and everybody was together at the time that the murder took place.
So, you know,
it's really, really interesting. It's actually up to issue two now. So I've just read two and I really dug it. I actually got this, this referral came from the guys from Behind the Panels. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, that sparks my interest. And as soon as I read it, I was really happy.
Didn't Steve sparks your interest though? No.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that all we've got from you?
Yeah, that's all we've got for me for the moment.
So it's my turn for
Dean's Rapid Review.
Rapid Review.
Okay, I'm going with one of those two things. I haven't read that many comics in the last 2 weeks, so I'm a bit of a mumbo jumble of comicness. I've got a little bit of a pile here, so we are going to dive in. Start the clock.
Piles.
Off with Captain America issue number 4. I love the artwork. I mean, it's Immerman, so you can't really do wrong. Having him draw all the flying and imagery is absolutely fantastic. Remender has done an absolutely brilliant job to really throw Sam right into the thick of it. He doesn't even give you time to let him get used to it. You just dive right in, and it's great. I still can't believe that Captain America's son, whatever his name was, is dead. And
he's
the combination
dead.
Dead killed him last...
Spoiler alert!
Not really. It happened 2 months ago. But combining Misty Knight with him is really great. I'm also really appreciating the fact that we have a strong African-American character and we don't have to hear about it every 5 minutes. It's that it's a strong character and he happens to be black. It doesn't need to be written into the scripting, and I really appreciate that. I'm not saying that it's not great when it happens in other sections, but I feel like one of the downsides that a lot of people play with Falcon is they use him as the token black character on many, many occasions, which is one of the reasons why Captain America and the Mighty Avengers is so good and so solid, because it's filled with ethnicity and they're just fucking cool. But I'm loving it. Captain America 4, it's great. Can't wait for the next issue.
Stop the clock.
What?
I'll also check one thing with you. Is there, I can't remember because it's been a while.
Stop the clock.
What's the time? How long do you have for this rapid review?
No, we didn't.
He has 2 minutes.
What's the time? It depends on 2 minutes.
Get through piles.
On how many things I talk about.
Okay, just wanted to check to make sure I wasn't telling you how much time you had left. Okay. And restart the clock.
Amazing X-Men issue number 16. And with this issue, I am done collecting Amazing X-Men.
I don't care.
Loki, Agent of Asgard, issue number 11. Loki has revealed that he is now no longer able to lie. All of his secrets are out. He's been banished. He's been banished from Asgard. And this is really great.
Loki? Young Loki? Or
young Loki. Young and Loki. Old Loki has captured him at the end of it.
Did his son make a wish where he couldn't lie for a day?
No, because of whatever that superhero thing that happened was. Okay. All new X-Men Black Vortex and Legendary Star-Lord Black Vortex. I'm looking at chapters 3 and 4. By next week, I will have read all the remaining chapters. I don't fucking know why we have a space crossover with the X-Men and the Guardians of the Galaxy and Nova. And I just don't, I'm struggling to care.
Avengers in space.
I mean, it's a reason to get Cyclops back to it all, but I don't understand why this is something we're meant to care about. It makes no sense to me. Miles Morales, the Ultimate Spider-Man. Finally, we get off the track record of, oh my God, what happened to Spider-Man's dad? Because he was in S.H.I.E.L.D. Boring, especially when we know that this is going to end soon. The good thing about this issue is that it ends on a real high note with, Miles goes to Katie's house, meets Katie's dad. Katie's dad knocks Miles out. And says Hail Hydra. So at least we're getting back to kind of track before we rip this whole thing off. Guardians 3000, even though I said I wanted to stop collecting this, the guys at Classic keep putting it in my bag and I keep buying it. Look, it's better now. It's a fun space romp with the Guardians characters I know and love, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be dropping it soon. The guys are heading straight for Galactus. I just don't understand why I need to care with all the crossovers that are happening. Thor Annual, didn't like it. Lots of collection stories about Thor. Didn't we just get that in the final?
You would have.
One of Thor, so why do we need this? Fuck off. Spider-Man 2009. Spider-Man has been returned to his time and has discovered that his time no longer exists, and now he's in the Maestro's world with the Hulk character that Peter David originally created. Nice. Solid, awesome, fucking kicking goals. Avengers, time's running out in 2 more months. Oh, thank God, because I'm over this shit. Basically, what happens in this one is, well, actually, I'll do New Avengers issue number 31 and Avengers issue number 32. They do go hand in hand. Stark does something really evil and then meets the person that's been destroying all the worlds, and oh my God, it's Doom. Wow. And then everyone else is going up against the Beyonders, and oh my God, they die.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter because time's running out. Uncanny X-Men issue number 32 is a solid gold, awesome issue. Cyclops has kicked the kids to the school. Alex is there at the school with him, and Cyclops is like, it's over. The humans hate us. We can't do anything anymore. I give up. I fucking give up. And it's nice and strong and solid to see him that way. Loving the artwork, loving the style, loving the shit out of it. Also, we learn Emma Frost still has her powers. One more issue before Fantastic Four ends with issue 645.
Did she pretend
for about a month. And issue 644, the Fantastic Four is coming to a conclusion. I'm loving the shit out of this. New York is under attack, and Val and everyone, the team, are the only ones that can save it. This Fantastic Four run has been really solid, and I've been really happy with it.
Nice.
Angela, Agents of Asgard. Kieran Gillen is doing more for the theology of Norse mythology than anyone else is. Currently with the run. Basically, he's got Angela with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and Thor sends the Jizri to attack. It's great. The artwork is beautiful. The story is solid. It's tied into the lore of the universe we live in. And when you've got a character from another universe who you've tied to another character and world in your universe and has them in space and still manage to knock this shit out of the park, good job, my friend.
I was so hesitant when they announced her because she'd come from Spawn.
So I was hesitant about all of it.
I know, it's just how?
This is when you have solid people properly and smartly tell the stories the right way. Fucking golden. Guardians, team-ups. Why the fuck did I buy this shit? Rocket Raccoon issue number 9. This is one where Rocket and Groot do something where they can see into the future, and it's kind of a game, and it's just cute, and it's a cute fun romp where like Iron Man's old and Cap gets killed, and I like it. Secret Avengers issue number 13. The Secret Avengers run has been fucking solid. It's been fun and kooky, and everything relies on MODOK. The artwork has been stellar, and I've loved the shit out of it. Spider-Woman issue number 5. New costume, new gal.
I saw that.
I wish they had just started with this. quite frankly.
Really? Yeah.
This is the first issue for me. I didn't need all that fucking Spider-Verse shit. This is great. Love it. It's nice to have someone really try to push her in another direction, give her a dark Daredevil type feel. I really enjoy it and I like it. Magneto gets captured by S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, he's surrendered by S.H.I.E.L.D. and then takes those motherfuckers apart. Bun, I love you. This Magneto, he's basically saying, stay the fuck away from Genosha. This is my home now. And he really shows how he destroys S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier. It's great. Avengers issue number 42. Essentially, everyone's going to fuck over Earth.
Woohoo!
That's pretty much the end of the story. I'm getting over it. Like, there's too much going on, and I'll talk about it at the end.
But it's in 2 months.
I'll talk about it. Hawkman issue, issue number one. It's a cross between what's really going on. That's my phone, but we'll ignore that. So, what's really going on and the current day, and feels like the dodgiest start to a series ever.
You didn't like it.
It was fine. It was beautifully drawn. It was written nicely. But after the run that I've had, is this what I needed as a solid start? Mm. Absolutely not.
You know what I said with this one when I reviewed it a couple of weeks back? I really enjoyed the story.
The story juxtaposition was nice. Here's the problem. I need the other half of the issue. This is half an issue.
Yes.
This doesn't feel content and full. And for a first issue,
you're gonna nail me
like you nail a bride on her wedding night. And Daredevil issue number 13 is so awesome. Essentially,
I've heard a lot
Daredevil's girlfriend gets kidnapped and he thinks it's about him and it's all about her. I love Daredevil so much. I can't wait for the actual series next week. Now,
Dean's rapid review
is over. So now let's talk about this fucking Secret Wars. No more fucking world-ending bullshit.
I don't think I've mentioned it since you've been away.
What?
I dropped all Marvel.
Mark,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I dropped.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it was too much that I hadn't had a chance to catch up.
Excuses.
So I wanted to basically get a chance to read it and then decide whether I'd pick those up again.
You can't win. If you don't drop something, you know, you're a loser. But because you have excuses.
No, don't drop the shit is what I'm saying.
Oh.
He complains about stuff for a year and a half and then goes, maybe I'll stop reading an issue. Okay, this whole, I don't care. Avengers has been 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. Hickman's story, it's too much. It's fucking too much. And considering that this is a story that's going to ultimately rewrite the current scope of the universe and have a battle world and all of this bullshit and have Ultimate Universe and our universe collide into some kind of battle world bullshit. Seriously? Really, Queen? Like, what the fuck is this? I don't like it. There's too many stories going on. There's too many elements. And at the moment, I don't know how the fuck anyone writes it into a happy little bow that makes any fucking sense. I still don't understand what the fuck I'm reading. There are too many stories going on. There are too many elements. And he's having them all intersect, and I just don't care. And it's his storytelling that's killing me. Mm. Hickman, I'm just disappointed in the way in which you've had this whole structure unfold.
So how many issues do you reckon it should have been before?
No, it's his... The way he's structuring the story, the way when he jumped to 6 months in the future, great. The problem is no other storyline in Marvel is going that way.
Mm.
So
it does make it a bit.
It makes it really shit.
Feels DC.
He's jumped to 6 months from now, and in theory, what does that mean? That the 6 months that he's jumped through is the storyline that we're going to get after everything else ends? Like, it's a problem because of where we're at now.
Yeah.
Then he's wrapping up the universe. And when you've got other comics going, well, oh, this is the last issue and it's issue number 6 and rah, 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 shitting me. But hey, I'll just leave that there.
Wow.
Fair enough.
And there you go.
I did mean to mention this in news as well, but there was a short video released with saying that, God, I'm going to get this.
Ryan Reynolds
was just saying that.
Something dead.
Well, Deadpool was going to be R-rated, and that was definite.
Brilliant.
And then you had him coming in dressed as Daredevil behind the news guy, the media news guy.
Killing him?
Yeah. And it was just hilarious. Costume looks great, by the way. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out.
I'm all for a bit of Ryan Reynolds.
When this video was posted, though, it was on April 1st, wasn't it?
It was, which I thought maybe not, but... Nothing's been said. Usually, you know, it's been kind of...
Was talk of a PG-13 rating for it, and then now saying it's an R rating.
Well, we'll see. But can I just say what I'm excited about? Daredevil starts next week on Netflix. So maybe
we should jump into...
What you're watching. That was my plan. See how subtly did that?
Yeah!
So I have a lot to talk about, so let's start with Mike.
All right, so we just watched the latest Flash.
We're up to date on Flash. Actually, we should all start with a bit of a Flash roundtable, shouldn't we?
Damn. Yes.
Okay, I didn't feel that excited about that episode. It was excited, Mark Hamill was in it. Wow. I made a joke on Twitter before the it happened saying, I can't wait for him to say, I am your father. And he did.
He did.
That was bad.
But
the writing in this was there was a few points.
Flash
of it
has
that
been
was,
solid, and actually, can we lead up a little bit more because I've literally watched 5 episodes back to back.
Yep.
And I'm now officially up to date. And Flash has been fucking amazing.
The time stuff's been fantastic.
All of it, the time travel, like my head exploded. Mm. The way they've told the stories, the fact that they're structuring these awesome stories into 45 minutes and doing so much more for the DC universe than any film property has done at all.
Yes. Just in case anyone out there hasn't seen the last couple. Spoiler alert!
If you haven't, it's your own damn fault. What? Am I wrong?
Well.
No, it is. You should be watching this.
Exactly.
If you're not watching it, then
it's
what's
great,
wrong with you?
But what? I just.
Wow.
It's awesome. I'm loving it. It's great. I still can't believe I felt like I was watching a season finale 2 episodes ago. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It was amazing.
I mean, and they're all really bringing in great performances. Bit of an extra twist tonight with Eobard Thawne where...
Totally. Yeah. Actually revealing what the deal is with Dr. Wells.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. There's lots going on. Loving it. Loving it sick.
So it is just great stuff. Nath, you want to...
Look, this last episode, you know, I sort of said that it was on par with 2 episodes ago, which was when we... Which was pre-traveling back in time,
yep.
24 hours.
The death of Cisco.
And the reason that I said that is because it had similar elements, like reveals in it, which I really, really dug.
It was golden.
So I did like the reveals in this current episode. So with, with the Reverse Flash, you know,
we're seeing the future Flash outfit as well.
Yeah,
which is
and
cool.
The Flashpoint outfit too.
Mm.
It wasn't just a future Flash outfit.
Wait, what?
Flashpoint. It was the Flashpoint.
Yellow Flash.
No.
Barry Flash had the white behind the Flash,
and he had the yellow. He had all the yellow lightning all over his costume as well. Now this goes hand in hand with what I keep saying is that he will go back in time. He'll change the past. And when he comes back, we'll have Flashpoint. And this would make perfect sense as to why the Arrow is getting a new costume, which is coming up.
Yes, okay, well, and why Canary could return.
And why Canary could return. So,
oh, wow, Jesus Christ.
So that will just blow you, that'll blow your head off.
Well, yeah, sorry, I keep moving the show.
That's what Dean thinks of it.
Okay, let's talk about Arrow.
Oh, he's done. Oh, come on. Come on.
It's good.
Where are you up to?
Date.
You're up to date.
Yeah.
Except for the one that's just come out.
This week's one.
Yeah.
It just came out in the past 24 hours. Yep. But.
So you don't like the fact that he's been propositioned by Raz?
I really don't like the Raz shit.
Where are you up to, Mike?
I'm behind still. But it's okay. I'll forget by the time I watch it.
Okay.
I don't at all.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, the storylines of where they keep dragging the story, it's just really starting to bore me.
You don't.
I love the Super Friends element, but I don't feel like we're really traveling well.
What do you think of the Atom?
Yeah,
well, that's been a real dragged out story.
It's been a real dragged out story that paid off really poorly.
Yeah,
in my opinion. But one of the reasons why it paid off so poorly was because of the visual.
Yeah.
That's that, you know, it was poor.
Well, you know, the problem that I have with the Atom is that he's flying around all over the place. That's not the Atom.
Yeah.
The Atom doesn't fly around.
He shrinks.
He fucking shrinks.
Unless he's on top of
he
a flying
shrinks.
Ant.
He shrinks. It's,
you know?
I was just very like, what the fuck?
Well, they've talked about the Atom chip before, you know. It's probably 2, maybe 3 episodes now where they've specifically talked about this chip. And we still keep talking about it, but we still don't see anything happening with it.
Exactly.
And
I'm not saying it's your fault.
I know, but I expect that from you. The other thing that I'm kind of having a problem with the Atom is this whole dynamic with Felicity. It's really annoying. Like, this whole Felicity getting on her high horse, and you should be doing this, and I've had enough of this, and I'm going to start spouting
it's
just, orders.
It's not.
That's not in her personality for a start.
It's not in her personality, but the rhythm is wrong.
Yeah, I just don't feel.
The rhythm has been wrong since the start of the season.
It sounds like the Felicity sounds more like the comic version of Felicity, which is a bit... I'm so going to get you for this.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just not. The rhythm seems out overall.
She's a little bit more extroverted than she is.
But I mean, that's going to happen when she comes into her own. But yeah, it's not.
I just don't feel that whoever's writing her at the moment, I don't feel that she's the same as previous seasons of The Arrow.
Well, then they would argue that they're doing their job well.
Well, I argue that as well.
So what else have you guys been watching?
Mike? Nothing.
No, not this week. It's been a busy week.
No?
I want to try and catch up on Gotham, which I know you guys really aren't.
Yeah, you know, someone suggested to me about Gotham, and I thought this was not a bad idea, is that...
you don't watch it?
Well, I still watch it.
I thought that was the suggestion.
It's been Jada Pinkett Smith as Fish Mooney. She's been really good all the way through.
Yeah.
But now that she's been taken by the doll maker, she is amazing. And I don't think I'm giving anything away because nobody's watching it unless, however, Mike.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. they want to take her eyes because at the doll maker, what they do is they've taken all these people, they're holding them hostage, and slow but surely they take like body parts from them and then sell them to the rich people who need like a kidney or a lung or whatever.
So why has she been taken by them?
Well, she just happened to be escaping Gotham and was taken by coincidence, and so she's down with these people and she's rallied them to fight against them to keep them all alive. Anyway, she gets taken up to have her eyes removed, and she grabs the closest thing, which is a spoon, and she spoons out her eye, full on, in front of. It's probably the most violent thing that you've seen on Gotham, but it is killer. It really is.
She spooned her own eye.
She spooned her own eye out. It drops on the floor, and she squashes it so that they can't have it. It's gold. It really is. And she is just consistently great this whole time. So I'm really enjoying it for her. What's being suggested
she
is
spoons her eye out.
Yeah, she does. If I can't have it,
I'm
then
like,
no
I'm
one
trying
can.
To figure out physically how a person
she
does
just it. Like in it goes, oh, in it goes. And yep, out it came. What's been suggested is that at the end of this season, what they do is that we jump 5 years ahead rather than sticking to where we're at the moment. Oh. I don't mind that idea.
Lost and Desperate Housewives did it.
Because then
it advances.
Because then it advances Bruce.
Do you really
want to massively.
Jump 5 years ahead season one?
I would.
But Gotham is not about but Gotham should not be about Bruce. Anyway.
No. But it's Gordon. It's like Gordon would be then the captain. They'd have a mustache and he'd be the captain.
At the end of season two, advanced 5 years. If you're doing it at the end of season one, desperate.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, but I don't think they've got another season. I don't think that it's going to.
Yes.
Well, you know what I've heard? I don't know if this is true, but I hear that Jada Pinkett isn't returning.
No, she's not.
Two.
She's out. She's totally out of.
Just this season is out.
She's only in for one season. So she's
so
definitely.
The other eyes coming out.
I would say all body parts are coming out. So
considering she's the best part of it, why is she only in it for one season? She got movies to do.
I don't think she's. Well, she's probably got to look after her son because he can't look after himself. So
why? What's he done?
I don't know. Isn't he writing his own books because no books are good? Isn't that what he's?
I don't. Have you watched anything else?
What else have I watched?
Have you guys talked about The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No. Now, you've been watching this,
okay,
haven't you?
Okay, so I can start?
You can.
Go for it.
Okay, so I've caught up on a lot of my TV watching, and I've loved it. So we've talked Flash, we've talked Arrow, we don't care about Gotham. I am in the lead up to the Avengers movie, which I'm going to see on Avengers Age of Ultron on April 22nd, and rewatching Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes just to get me in the mood. But... I watched all of Marvel's Peggy Carter, Agent Peggy Carter.
Did you say Agent Peggy Carter?
Fuck me, that is a good show. She is so solid, and setting in that time frame and dealing with all the elements and characters is golden. Why it only just had a eight episode season? I do not know. But more importantly, why did we not get more? Where is the second season? We want this shit all over my face.
Well, we were talking about this offline, and we were talking about. Well, it's offline, off air, whatever, whatever you want to, potato, potato. Yeah, it was off. But it's they're like mini adventures. That's probably the best way.
Then let's have a few more this year.
Let's have a few. Have a bit of a break and then have a break some and
bring
more.
Me a couple more back. Like, I really like it.
Yeah.
I loved it, actually, and it was really solid. And they also, at the end, brought back the radio plays, which I loved. Marvel they were Agents great. Of S.H.I.E.L.D. Holy shit, are you up to date with this?
So I'm fully up to date.
Okay, Mark, do you care?
No, go for it. That's not.
Great. Spoiler alerts are on, people. Fuck me, isn't this fantastic? Since I've come back tying in the Inhumans, the secret Black Ops S.H.I.E.L.D., taking down Hydra.
Yeah.
There's so much.
And now we've got two S.H.I.E.L.D.s running side by side. Who's the right one? Who's the wrong one?
Who knows?
We're yet to be revealed.
The way they're telling the Inhuman storyline is amazing.
Love what they're doing with Sky.
So solid and really introducing what is a crazily huge storyline in a really, really smart and interesting way, which ties brilliantly into the comic the movie universe.
Well, and it's really interesting how they're sort of – like you say, it is a huge storyline, but we're also moving heavily towards – Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And that changes everything for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like,
anyway.
What are we up to? Episode 16?
Yeah, 16.
17. Yeah. So if they keep literally going as they're going towards the season finale,
it'll pretty much run right into Age of Ultron.
So this is why I'm making, after the way the movies are, I'm keeping up to date with the TV series, I'm making a really consolidated effort to watch the movie the exact week it starts.
Well, if you remember, I mean, you know, when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back, it was bang straight after what had just taken place.
Yeah, it was well done.
With the original with Captain America. It was Captain America, wasn't it? So
what do you mean?
When Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back
from its mid-season break. What do you mean about Captain America?
Well, Winter Soldier. When all of Hydra went down, remember?
But that was very intentional. Like,
but what I'm saying
they
is...
They understand the movie schedule to the TV schedule.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And now what we're looking forward to is that's going to work
I'm
right
really
off
curious
the back.
To see what's going to happen with that. I'm very excited.
How that
But the story is great. Coulson May, all of it, really solid. Loving the shit out of it.
Yeah. I'm really digging it. I think they've really moved into their own. It was a real worry in the beginning, but I think they're...
It had a slow start, but I think we can finally let that go. There were reasons and elements why. I think it's time to drop
They're all gone.
Well, yeah, like its integration into the movie universe is solid.
Which is great. So, yeah, I agree.
Absolutely loving it.
If you're not watching it, you should.
You really, really, Mike. really should. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is what I want to touch on. I think there's nothing else I've watched. I think I've talked about everything. But The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was a series. It was a Tina Fey series. She produced it, and she dropped it all in one episode. It's a Netflix season. It's really funny. It's a really dark, funny comedy that's quite dark. Basically, Kimmy's kidnapped as a 13-year-old girl and in a cult where she's held underground and told the apocalypse happened and she thinks it's real and then gets rescued and she does what every girl does and hangs in New York and tries to make a life for herself. There are so many series that are just like this storyline, except for the fact that Kimmy spent her entire life in a bunker. And that one element makes this both dark, political, and friggin' entertaining. Mm. A really solid show. I recommend everyone should watch it. You will never think of Pinot Noir the same way again.
It's on my list.
You should be going home watching it.
Okay.
Just the first two episodes. Okay. Just watch it.
Okay.
Jane Krakowski starts off odd. But because they dropped it all in one hit, I think that's also – they told it a certain way with this comedy. And it's just – I watched the entire thing.
Do you think that they'll – because is this a Netflix thing or
Netflix
is it –
Netflix original series, just like the new Inspector Gadget that's coming out.
It's what? Terrible.
Really?
It's terrible. I've seen it. Sorry. It's terrible.
Okay, I'm letting it go.
So
– Schmidt, get on to it.
So, yes, Dr. Claw has been frozen.
I'm going to watch it.
And – he's got an assistant. He's got an assistant called Talon.
Right,
it's terrible.
You're letting it go.
Don't
let it go. Let it go. Don't
Can I just say? Oliver watched it.
That's the last.
He's seven.
Yeah,
he was bored.
Now we've got such a little time before we wrap things up. So I also want to touch on Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time, I am completely up to date with,
and
it is. Are you up to date at all?
No, I don't care.
You know, it's brilliant.
Is their hairstyles right?
Brilliant. Like, I understand there was a bit of a dip and the frozen thing was fucking annoying, but this
That's
is
probably really pretty much where I said.
Absolutely. Can I tell you what they've done? Is brought, Gold has been banished from Storybrooke and he goes and gets Ursula and Cruella, who are great characters, and who is trapped in our world, and use them to enter Storybrooke to get him back in because he was banished as the Dark One. And basically they're trying to track down the author and they resurrect Maleficent. Spoiler alert me.
Spoiler alert!
And in this we're finding out that there's a whole lot of shit going on, and basically Maleficent has been really hard done by Snow White and Prince Charming. Mm. And this episode that happened this week was a massive backstory episode because Emma is filled with... Well, Emma apparently has the potential for great darkness. When they were pregnant, she found out that her child could be completely evil or really, really good. So to stop their child from being evil, because they were both so scared of it, they could only implant their child's evil into another being who needed to be a child as well. So they took Maleficent's dragon egg, put all the evil into that dragon egg, and then a sorcerer banished it to our world. And it ties into like Snow White and Prince Charming, and it's all really dark and amazing and really well done. Like it's this series has dropped a little bit, but it's really great. Now I'm going to touch on things that I will never watch again. A mate said I should fucking watch Revenge, which I stopped watching because it was really shit. It's really fucking shit. No one should ever watch it.
No one don't.
I actually was like, this is truly terrible.
It's on TV at the moment. It's about the only thing that is actually current on TV. To what's going on in the US, which is crazy.
Me because it's a fucking awful show.
It's terrible. And it's all being done from a different perspective now, which just makes it even worse.
It's just bad.
And that is
bad.
The revenge.
It's just bad.
Revenge on us.
So, yeah, that's all I've been watching. Anything else you guys want to touch on?
How to Get Away with Murder
was fucking amazing. What a great start to the season. Well, what a great season.
Yes.
Another short season from ABC.
Another short season, but a great season.
A good one. I did not see that murderer coming.
Yep, and Scandal is still running at the moment. Can I tell you,
I have caught up in between my craziness on the first four and a half seasons of Scandal.
Mm.
I love it.
Well, you know, it's done by the same person who does Shonda Rhimes
and Grey's Anatomy. She is just fantastic.
She's doing such a great job. So
it's great, loving it.
The only other one that I'll touch on, and I won't give anything away, but Better Call Saul is just going great guns. We've only got maybe two, maybe three episodes.
I'm waiting until it's all collected, then I'm going to watch it because
they're only short as well, like Breaking Bad. Mm. But that is amazing as well.
So that's what we've been watching. Why don't we dive into Watcher Plugging?
I want to touch on
Night Terrace, the radio plays. They've started launched season two, and currently I think there's three or four more days. They've hit just past 50% for their possible campaign. I've got to donate myself this week. And it's Susan from Neighbours is back with her. You guys haven't heard it, have you?
I haven't listened to the first season.
I love it. It's great. Susan from Neighbours is back, and that's not her character's name, but I can't remember her name. And they're travelling through the space-time continuum in a house. And this next season has Virginia Gay, I believe, the TARDIS guy, and a lot more great Aussie talent behind it. So why am I hiccuping? That's my plugging. Also, I'm just going to touch on the fact that there's this thing that happens in Melbourne every now and then called the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I think I've heard of it.
And it's going on right now. And next week on Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Dean is starring in Dean Curie, A Midsummer Night's Dean. Me and Shakespeare got together, wrote a show, I Drink a Bit.
Hang on.
Come see it.
I'm just reading a review here. It says, meh.
Do you know what my...
And that was by me.
No, these are reviews. These are reviews that I have. A review from my mother. Are you doing a show in the comedy festival? A review from my friends. I didn't know you were doing a show in the comedy festival. What the fuck else can I do? So there you go. What about you guys? What are we fucking...
Okay, this week we're plugging a Star Wars fan film that's coming out on the 18th of April on YouTube, which is called White Armor, and it's actually from the perspective of the Stormtroopers, which is really cool. It's Melbourne made, and the guys who created this did it as a Kickstarter campaign, totally funded, and was helped out by the 501. which is 501, that's Jeans, but the 501st Legion. So that's pretty rad. So, that's the 18th. What you can do in the meantime, though, is you can check them out either on their Facebook page or via Twitter. On Twitter, it's the White Armor Film. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/ White Armor Film. And they've got a trailer, which is actually on their Facebook page and also on the YouTubes.
Amazing.
And that looks fun. You know, it looks fun. I mean, anything Star Wars is always fun so long as it's done right. And it seems like it's done really well.
Okay,
so nice production, nicely written, and looking forward to seeing that. So on the 18th of April, and we'll probably have an interview there with them in the next coming weeks after our 100th. So something exciting. Also coming up is it has probably been and gone by the time the show comes out, which is the Melbourne Comics Quarterly issue number two, which is at Bartronica. Gee, it was a great night, a great afternoon, wasn't it, Mike? I had a great time.
Sure,
there.
Was. I'm expecting it to be great.
It was fantastic. It was so, you're so hopeless at this. it's coming out with some promoting some new artists this time round. Also coming out shortly is the Home Cooked Comics Festival 2015, which is with Squishface and City of Victoria. And that's on Saturday, the 25th of April. You'll be having live drawing and artist tables and all that sort of stuff.
Nice.
You know, Zine, comics, those types of things. And then and it's also on Sunday from 12 till 5, which is that 26th of April. And it's like a market day and stage events and things like that. So if you're in Melbourne, go check it out at the Northcote Town Hall. And that should be a ripping good time for both amateur and professional artists. And, you know, you can meet them and shake their hand, maybe throw some red paint at them because, you know.
Do some drawing, damn it.
Or do some drawing. Yeah, that's positive, isn't it? Not negative stuff. But, the Home Cooked Comics Festival is always a fun time, and it just seems to be getting better and better every year.
Yep.
Definitely get on that. And I think that's pretty much it for plugging for me.
I'll also plug that, if you haven't heard about it yet, you're sure to, and that's Supernova coming up on the 11th and 12th of April. So get into that, check it out, enjoy. See all the homegrown artists there as well and pick up their wares.
And if you are there, come and say hi to us because we'll be there.
We'll and be wandering.
We'll be wearing our Watcher t-shirts. So.
That's true.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, you won't be. I will be.
Yeah, that's fine.
Someone's got to represent.
True.
I'll also mention, and we've mentioned it a couple of times, but dun, dun, Free Comic Book Day is coming.
And it's my birthday as well, so yay.
Dun, dun. Dean's birthday is coming May 2nd this year.
So if you guys want to get in contact with us, here's how you can do it. You can grab me on Twitter at Dean R. Curie.
At Nath Stones.
At Mickey Toons.
And M is at The Geek Maven. Yeah, is that right?
Geek Maven.
Okay, I got it right. And don't forget to get in touch with us on Facebook at facebook.com/watchapodcast or on Twitter at Watch a Show. And whether it's Watch You're Not Resurrecting,
Watch You're Convergencing,
and Watch You're Flashing. That's not right.
Yeah, keep your clothes on.
Sorry.
Well, we want to hear about most things. Oh. We'll see you guys next week.
Sorry,
see
everyone. Later.
Adios.
Bye. That can't have last word.
Oh.
It
no,
get
no,
in.
No, no words.
Yep.
Nah.